With MSONO Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be talking once again with our hockey insider, Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. And a few weeks, actually, it's a couple of months now away from high school hockey. So have you decompressed a little bit?
Yeah. It's funny. You just, I don't know if you ever get away from it. You know, you just start watching, you know, the college playoffs and the high school, and the pros. And, you know, it's I like when I'm hands on more than I'm hands off. It's been interesting watching all the playoff hockey here.
I want to get to that, but a couple of other questions. I love picking your brain. Do you you're still doing hockey schools or working in the off season as well with hockey?
Well, what I'll do is I'll start back up in September right after Labor Day. I'll have my high school camp.
Okay.
And you know, that segues right into the season. It runs right up until tryouts for the high school team. So, yeah, I have a break until then. And then, you know, both my guys got upset. You know, guy I have in the 8 for Colorado, they got bounced by the Kraken. And then Bogosian, they got bounced by Toronto. So it's been an interesting just watching without having anybody vested in the game.
What's been the biggest surprise so far, Coach?
Oh, boy. It's crazy. I mean, from a business standpoint, the NHL got to be going out of their minds because there's no big market in there at all. You know, I mean, you don't have any big market teams. And now there's no Canadian teams. So it gets a little crazy, but you know, I think it's just the parity. I mean, I think you see a lot of, I mean, for the, it really supports the theory that, you know, the playoffs are the second season. I mean, look at the teams that are there right now. You never would have picked them at the beginning of the year.
No.
Even at the end of the year, you know, how they got there. So it's been really interesting. It's good for the league that it's not always the same teams, but it's certainly been interesting to see a lot of guys emerge. You know, especially Tkachuk. I mean, he's been unbelievable. And you know, I never really, you know, I knew he was a good player, but I now that I'm seeing him all the time, you really get an appreciation for just how good he is. So I think the emergence of watching a lot of young players that I haven't seen a lot, you know, that's been nice to watch.
Yeah, I thought Colorado was going to come out of the West, but I never expected Florida until I saw them play the Bruins, to be this good. But when I watched them play the Bruins, and I haven't listened to the talk shows, I haven't read a lot of stuff about after the Bruins. But when I was watching them, I remember they played the Bruins, I think, even 2-2 in the regular season. But they reminded me of the year that the Blackhawks were bigger and stronger than the Bruins. And the same thing, I think it was St. Louis that was bigger and stronger than the Bruins that one year. And that's what Florida reminded me of. It's just they're bigger, they're stronger, they're healthier, and they deserve to win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the toughest thing to do is put a team away. I mean, you're up 3-1, and, you know, all of a sudden it gets 3-2, and they steal the game is 3-3, and now anything can happen, and it did, you know, in overtime. So, you know, it's a crazy dynamic, but the toughest thing to do is put a team away, and Boston just couldn't put them away. And the crazy part is really that, you know, where they are now, I mean, They've just gotten stronger and hungrier, and they're a real team. I mean, they're getting output from the goaltending to the defense to the forwards. I mean, they're a scary, scary opponent right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they could go all the way. I mean, they have momentum and they have confidence, which is two tremendous things to have in the playoffs.
You know,
I was surprised. You know, I never second-guess coaches because, hey, listen, I could be second-guessed all the time and probably am. But I was surprised that Boston took out Frederick and even the kid that went to BU that's that's on that team is sort of a tougher kid. I was surprised at that because they opened up the schoolyard to the bullies.
Yep, you know, yep. Good point.
With no police, no supervision. I mean,
good point.
Chuck and Bennett just ran around, took liberties, went after guys, and nobody was there to do anything.
It's
about
funny.
It.
I was when we texted that time. I was wondering what you were talking about because I was thinking the same thing that Frederick. Even if he's not going to get you points, he's a body out there. He's a big dude.
Oh, he's honest. He'll keep you honest. He'll run your guys, you know. And,
exactly.
And the goaltending situation, I was just very, very shocked. I don't care whether they disclose an injury later or not. I was shocked that he got away from what made them so successful all year with that rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost them in the end.
Well, okay, so the other thing I was thinking about too, Dale, and, you know, again, this is just, you know, hindsight and playing a little game here. I did listen to or read some of the sports pages before the playoffs, and, you know, people were saying, you know, should they go for the record or should they rest people? And at that time I was thinking, go for the record. What the hell? If I'm paying $500 to take my family to a game, I want to see Bergeron on the ice personally. But now I'm thinking, should they have pulled their starters more? Should they have pulled it back? And you know, Montgomery, he's a first year head coach, right?
No, he's been a head coach at Dallas.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. He knows. Listen, the guy's a very smart coach, but you know, I was surprised they didn't rest Pastrnak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care, you know, yeah, he's going for a great season, 65, but whatever. The bigger goal is the cup,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really take any time off. And then you had Bergeron play. He wasn't supposed to play in the last game of the season up in Montreal, but his father's terminally ill.
Oh.
And it's the last time you would have ever seen him play.
Oh, boy.
So that's why he played in that game, and he ended up getting hurt. And then you had, you know, I mean, yeah, they were resting guys at sometimes, but I agree. I mean, I think some of the decision making, I think they wish they had it back. I wish they had a mulligan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, listen, don't take anything away from Florida because it wasn't a fluke, obviously, because they're still playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could conceivably win the whole thing. So,
nope.
Bruins got outplayed. They got out muscled, and it's very unfortunate because it would have been a real storybook season.
yeah, and it still was as far as I'm concerned because I just loved to watch the everyday play. They made it so much
fun. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from it, but Montreal had less games to do what they did too, so it's even more fascinating how much they beat Montreal.
Oh yeah, oh no question. It was a smaller league. Yeah, of course. I'm going to ask you, Coach, now. When you go to a game, with your experience at so many different levels, when you go to a Bruins game and you sit with whoever you're sitting with, what's the experience like for you? You've seen so many games, so many different levels. You still go to the game. I know when I go to a game, I still have that excitement of watching a game live and in person, and it's just, you know, and I'm really old, but it feels so great. So what's the experience for you?
Well, I have the luxury of, you know, if I can put in for it, and I've been lucky enough to go to games. We can sit in the alumni box,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting with all the hockey guys, and it's kind of fun to, you know, to share perspectives. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. When I go, I always learn something new. Mm-hmm. I'll watch something and see something, and it's interesting. The game is always evolving. It really is. But, you know, it's just the atmosphere. It's the fun. I mean, I go just to have fun and watch, and like I said, I'm learning something all the time, but it's a great atmosphere. You just feel the history. I love going to the games, and I love, you know, if you're seeing guys that you may have played with. I went to a game, their first home game against Florida, and I ran into a guy that I played with the Mariners, Alain Côté, who was Boston's first round pick back in like 83 maybe.
Is that right? Oh, that's cool.
But, we're looking at each other and we said each other's nickname was hilarious. I go, how do I know this guy? I haven't seen him in 30 years. And then it was like old home week once we figured out the talk and exchange numbers. He's going to come back with his wife. He's still in Montreal. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Now, that's a story I like to hear. That's cool. Way cool.
Yeah. But it's, Al Peterson's a good friend, and Al came in from Colorado. He was in Boston. There was a lot of guys, Ricky Middleton, so it's great seeing those guys, and it's fun having, it's just fun conversing with them and just getting different perspectives and sharing some old stories, and it's always fun.
Yeah, big highlight for me was when my older daughter was skating at the O'Malley Rink in Gloucester. She was probably 7 or 8 years old. Rick Middleton's daughter was on that same same ice team, ice club, whatever it was called. And I'd sit up in the stands and just listen to him and talk with him, and it's amazing. That's the other thing too, Coach, is when you're a teacher, you're a coach. You just said something. I mean, you're still learning, and to impart that on to kids, I'm sure you end up with kids every now and then who know it all. But for the most part, because of the way you look at the game, they have to understand. Okay, coach knows what he's talking about. Maybe I should listen.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nobody that will ever know everything about this game. I mean, it's changing all the time. I mean, you could look at Every aspect of the game is changing and evolving all the time, and it's a faster game. Things happen at a higher rate of speed. Even power play entries and breakouts and so different ways to kill penalties or 4-on-4. You can take some of that stuff and implement it with your own team if you have that skill set. I mean, you're dumbing it down a lot, but you still got some talented kids that can, figure it out and do it. I mean, we do it. And, I implement a lot of things that I'll see at BU or an NHL game it's always about learning and always about watching. And if you're willing to do that, it's great because, you're always going to be ahead of the game. You're always going to be up on it. And, these kids they know how the game's evolved. They know what's going on. So if you're in sync with them, they listen, they know what you're talking about, and yeah, I feel I teach a pro game anyway, and we practice like pros, just our skill, all the drills we do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are all things that I've taken from somebody else and try to, spin it to my own style.
Well, and I appreciate your sharing with us, because I know, every time we do that coaches forum at the end of the season, the other coaches were always saying, "Hey, I learned something tonight," and I think it's great.
Absolutely.
I think it's awesome. It's just tremendous, Coach. I guess before I let you go, I want to commit you to do this at least one more time during the finals, and
yep.
And then who are you predicting to come out and go into the finals?
Well, I thought Dallas was going to be a team that I thought could win it. They're big, they're heavy, they got goaltending, they're strong, they're tough.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I mean, maybe Cassidy is really out to prove the Bruins really wrong, who knows? I mean, that series now it's going back to Dallas too. So I mean, it could be 2-2 before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm gonna go with, believe it or not, I'm gonna go with Florida. And I'm going to stick with Dallas.
Okay. Coach, this is awesome. I love it. Thank you for taking the time. And I'm going to check – next week is the holiday, but I'm going to check in with you during the finals because we got to do this at least one more time.
Absolutely. Anytime, Mark.
Thank you, Dale. Be well.
All right, buddy. You too.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who is Winthrop High School hockey coach as well as NHL agent. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.